This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, what's that?
My car.
What's going on?
It went off at 2 a.m. last night. Now it's going off now.
Why? Oh, God. You're going to have to go out and... I'll fill the time, don't worry. Where's John?
Anyway, how are we all?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, fantastic. Good to be back.
Can you hear that?
What?
My alarm's going off.
So this is the most chaotic start to a podcast there's ever been.
I've got to deal with this.
Yeah. Where are the keys? The keys in your...
In the house.
Yeah.
Oh, this is insane.
Oh, I can hear that. That's loud.
Oh, this is mental. Naomi's just said bloody heel.
She hurt her leg.
Fuck.
That's a terrible joke.
No.
Right, then there was two.
How you been?
Yeah, good. How are you, Alfie?
Mate, I'm all right. Me and David just spoke about something I can't speak about on the pod for ages. Tell you about after. Oh, I played 11 aside yesterday.
No way. How'd you get on?
Let's just say, if there was an assessor watching, they would have been very impressed.
Wow, so you thought you did all right?
Right
back. That's not like you
right
as well.
No, honest. No, seriously, I was fucking brilliant. I was fucking brilliant yesterday.
Hey, that makes you and me both. On Wednesday, we played in the Campus League. Mate, I was absolutely running riot. Scored a free kick.
Did you? How far out?
It was quite far, actually. It was like... out like quite far outside of the box, but then way to the left.
Oh, lovely.
Wait, and it, so like, just it was one of those that like it was like a cross come shot. So like if you put the ball in a good area, it's difficult for the keeper to come and deal with it. And it like
Where are you shooting?
Yeah, I was told to shoot by my captain, yeah.
And what was the score when you took
it? It was 2-1 at that moment, then it made it 3-1, and
that's
then we won 4-2.
Celebrate?
Oh yeah, we take the Campus League very, very seriously. 11 aside, it's all the bragging rights of your mates, and very our nice. Celebrations do get quite silly. So no, they were it was good.
John scored a free kick, David, yesterday.
Yeah, well, Wednesday. Yeah,
Wednesday.
Yeah,
Wednesday last week.
Yeah,
still going on about it. Weirdly.
Well, it's the last time we played. got sixes tonight. After this,
yeah. Very nice. Cool. That's late.
What happened to you, David, the other day?
Oh, he had a puncture.
Oh.
Did you make it to the game in the end, David?
No.
Just for those listening. No?
Okay. Oh, God.
Whereabouts was your puncture geographically? Obviously, I know it was in the tyre of a car.
Pulled off the drive, and then Emma went, whoa. Ooh. What? Oh, for fuck's sake. Ooh.
How angry were you, really? Were you sort of deep down a little bit like,
I was going to meet Julian Tang.
Wait, so are you disappointed that you can't go to the game or you can't be with the big boys?
Oh, both.
The big boys.
No, but what more?
Oh, game. No, so game.
You can't even say it with a straight face.
If you weren't meeting Taggy, I think you'd have gone, ah, oh, stick it on TV.
No, no, not at all. No, no? How wrong you are.
Oh,
how wrong you are.
Oh, God. Well, explain it then. What was your first thought? Oh, God, I can't see Julian, or oh, God, I can't watch the boys play?
It was Julian. I know it was 100% Julian. There's no way any of the players or the squad or a football or anything crossed your mind.
Do you think I don't like this team? What's going on here?
You literally said the pod might have to turn into a Man United pod on Twitter a couple of days
ago. I knew
that
was going to rile you up, John. Bloody hell.
No, it didn't rile me up.
Well, it
I'm
did.
Not wrong. I'm you, just saying. I'm just. He obviously.
It really did because you replied. You did an angry reply, and now you're bringing it up.
It wasn't angry. I just said it. It that's not going to happen.
Yep. Who says?
Me. Why are you doing a Man United
the governor.
Pod? Oh bloody! You two could do a Man United pod.
I'm not doing a Man United.
I might
pod.
As well fucking do a Man United
what
pod
a game.
Yeah.
It was. That is one of the best games of football in a long time. Unbelievable.
Oh, you watched it?
I did watch it, yeah.
How come?
Interesting.
It was on Freeview Telly. Nothing else to watch.
Yeah, don't they?
Nothing else teams. To watch.
Actually, I really thought Man United were quite crap. Uninspiring.
Compared to Exeter?
No, obviously not compared to Exeter. If you were to compare Man United to the other Premier League sides at the top, I know they beat Liverpool, but...
Mm. Well, they completely outplayed them in the first half, Man United. And second half, Liverpool all over them.
Yeah, it should have been...
Yeah, it's not a Man United pod, but...
No, it's not.
Can I just please see the celebration when the final goal went in from you?
Pull my trousers down.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Me and my son pulled our trousers down.
Was
that rehearsed or did you just instinctively both?
No, he liked what I was doing, so he joined in.
Right, okay. Like father, like son.
You didn't
son.
Pull your trousers. Why are you trying to pretend like you pulled your... You did not pull your trousers down.
Take to know me. Right in the WhatsApp, did David pull his trousers down?
There's no way she won't read that message without sighing.
David
That's not the best bit.
Okay.
I've got this little move where I bend my knees and stick my arse out and then sort of do a moonwalk. A bouncing moonwalk.
I'm trying to see it. So your trousers come down first.
There we go.
Pants are still on. Is it like squatting?
Not that low, but almost like a skier. Almost like a downhill skier.
Oh, yeah, so yeah, lovely.
You've got like your boxers on still at this point.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're not fully nude.
And then you must be shuffling. You can't be getting much airtime with your trousers down to your ankles, can you?
Airtime?
As in, are you bouncing? You said
no,
bouncing.
But like bouncing like a rabbit.
That's quite high, isn't it, for a rabbit?
Cool. No, sort of... I don't know, you sort of come off the ground...
You might have to do
are
it.
You, are you doing
I think that's where we're going. Let's cut the bullshit. That's where it's going.
Are you doing rabbit hands and like jumping up and down? Like, what are your hands doing?
I don't know what that hands are doing, actually. It's all about the ass in that moment.
Mm.
What's the ass?
Would you say
doing?
You've got an attractive ass to look at?
I love this pod.
Naomi's just replied.
What'd she say?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's a fan. She's a fan of the move.
She, to be fair to her, she does it.
No way.
Whole family got this weird move?
You call my family odd for not talking about football. Your family...
That's so true. If this... Can you imagine if this was Trixie... John's dad and John doing an exit score. What would we be doing right now?
Yeah, hold on a minute. We've got to have a word here. You're telling me the whole family is de-kegged themselves, trousers around the ankles. You can see all the sock, and they're jumping around like bunny rabbits. It's ridiculous.
Backwards. We jump backwards.
In a line, like
a
conga.
That's all right then. That's all right.
Kitchen was there.
Mm.
The kitchen was there, and I sort of jump out of sight. into the kitchen.
Okay.
That seems like a lot of effort, though.
But then what are the others doing?
Yeah, but when you're full of adrenaline, when you've gone 1-0 up. Yeah.
That was at 1-0 up. That wasn't a 4-3.
That was the last goal.
What were you doing for the last goal?
You scored really early on, didn't you?
But yeah.
Yeah.
10 minutes
That's
into the
game. That's humiliating when they get an equaliser.
Yeah, it's deflating. That. Yeah.
10 minutes into the game, he's pulled out the backwards naked rabbit.
And that's a move you do often, is it? Like how Rashford does the finger on the head.
Is it?
Naomi's got another reply, by the way. Oh, she's fucking hell. Every time they score, his bum was out.
There you go.
Don't say there you go if you've won.
I love how that's that is perceived by you as completely normal.
No. That's...
His oh, please help me out here. Out. That's odd.
I find it odd that that's your move. I get doing it once. Why do you keep doing it?
I'll tell you why. True story. It's not a true story. What am I talking about? Naomi came up with it.
Sorry?
And I'm copying it.
Who came up with it?
Naomi.
Okay. And when you say came up with it, what do you mean? No. Did she go, look There's at this so, new no. move?
There's so many questions here.
I know. I'm How sort of that... thinking, does she want this? The world to know this?
No.
No.
Well,
ask
the world
her that.
Knows now anyway.
Ask her, do you want the world to know that you... God, I'm so glad John's messaging. Why is John the messenger?
She's going to send me a gymnast in a minute.
John ran along to Naomi and asked her.
Yeah, I'm a bloody errand boy.
Your husband has asked. If you mind that we tell the world.
Honestly, it's good fun. It's good fun.
It sounds fun.
It is fun.
Sounds it.
The goal that gets us into the championship in whenever it does happen, I'll do the backwards bunny.
What, with your trousers down?
Yeah, at the ground.
God, you saying John, his dad and his mum doing it, I'm not comfortable with that image. So the fact that we do it is what you're experiencing.
Yeah, but no,
I don't want you to stop
doing
it.
You don't actually do it.
Oh, I'm not stopping. No, I like it.
Yeah.
Oh, so this isn't for the pod. This is actually something you do.
Yeah.
It's clearly infectious because it's passed on to two others.
Mm. Hey, not all infectious things are good, right? So let's bear that in mind. That is an infection I would not want every time my football team scores. See, this is what I mean. You do care about Man United more than Exeter City. I don't ever see you whack out the backwards half-naked rabbit.
Oh, that's that's because you're not around my house watching I Follow.
So when bloody Reece Cole twonked one in the other day, did you whack out the backwards half-naked bunny rabbit?
I don't do that dance for every goal that goes in. It's because it was FA Cup's quarter final.
Special occasions.
Yeah, and against Liverpool.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah, I guess that is a big occasion.
Yeah.
I'm quite intrigued as Naomi said David had his bum out, whereas David's saying that he keeps his pants on.
No. If you rewind and add a listen, I did say, no, I got my bum out at one point as well.
Oh, but apologies.
That's not...
Pass me by.
Sorry. There's so much to break down here. Why is his arse out? Why?
And when?
If I did this, you'd go, you've got a medical condition that needs to be looked at. But because David does it, everyone's batting around like it's normal.
No, dude, we all do funny little things.
Yeah. So let's talk about your bum.
Do you know another thing I do?
Mm-hmm.
No, I won't tell you.
No, come on, please. You can't do that.
That's crap.
I get off with inanimate objects like light switches. Like door frames.
In front of your son?
No, in front of my wife.
Okay. Oh, good.
As if I've met the door frame at the club.
And wait, is this when there's a goal?
No, just... Weekday evenings.
Reece Cole's twonked on it and he's getting off of his door frame.
Wait. What are the circumstances? Is it like a little bit you're doing?
Yeah, I'm walking to the kitchen to make a cup of tea and I'll see the light switch.
And you'll do what?
Can any object get it? Yeah, that's my question. Can it be anything? That's disgusting.
It's got to be face. It's got to be face height, I guess. You're not bending down.
No.
So you're not doing it to a light switch?
Yeah, I am.
You got that's a bad.
Yeah, I fucking am. Yeah.
You just said you don't bend over for it.
Yeah, light switch.
The light switch. You know, for the room.
Yeah.
I just must not live in houses like that then.
Get off of the light switch. It's good fun.
What? I imagine like flicking, not... the, flicking the light on and off.
Ooh. Steady.
What's that, John?
Well,
what's that mean?
Are you flicking the light on and off?
Cool. Good technique, Johnny. Lovely technique.
Hey, oh, you're making me seem like the weirdo. He's the one getting off with light switches.
Yeah. How has that happened? You're such a deflector, you are. We're taking the mick out of John somehow.
Is there ever been an object that you've gone, shit, that was weird?
Well, whenever I do it, I'm like, oh, it's a bit weird, actually.
Also, it's not very hygiene. Like, someone's got to flick that light switch on.
I'm not literally tonguing it.
Just kissies.
So you're pecking it, you're not getting off of it.
No, your lips will touch it.
Would I go that far? Maybe. No matter any weather, we're together.
Did you watch the game on Saturday? Just to bring it back to the game. That's a no.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Why did you have to think about it then?
No, I did. I'm like, there's a lot going on in my nut at the moment. We're talking about...
Mm.
Yes. Yeah, I did. Yeah. Yeah.
What was the score?
It was 1-0.
To whom?
Fucking hell, I feel really under pressure. 1-0.
Why?
Sorry.
You don't know the score.
No, because yesterday was all about United and what a great game. I was like, fucking hell.
Let's talk about that.
So, Reece Cole scored. Lovely goal. Lovely little move.
Mm-hmm. Describe it in a bit more detail.
Yeah, it was a beautiful move.
It was a beautiful move. Tom Carroll played it out to the wing. Then he followed the ball, dropped back a bit, took the ball again. I can't remember who did the ball down the wing to. Was it
Aitchison?
Aitchison, yep. To Niskanen. Pulled it back. Reece Cole, seen it before. Easy peasy. Japanese. 1-0.
And it stayed that way, did it?
Yeah.
But what happened with Zach Jules? If you heard about Zach Jules, Alfie?
Yeah, yeah. No. I think
got sent off at half time in the tunnel.
When you're 1-0 up.
Ooh, that spells that's bad, fighting. Though. That's fighting.
I think he might have had a coming together of heads with a former Exeter City player, but I don't think they've
I beg your pardon?
Well, they had three former Exeter City players.
Oh, and it got a bit.
So, but and obviously Jake Zach Caprice. Jules wasn't...
Zach Caprice.
Yeah, I think it was. I think that was a rumour. I genuinely, hand on heart, don't know. I know that, I think, I'm pretty sure there was a headbutt thrown in the tunnel. And if there's anybody you don't want to get a headbutt off, it's Zach Jules. The guy has probably got the hardest cranium on earth. And I think there was like a coming together and it was straight red for violent conduct. So,
what about the other bloke? Did he not get anything?
Well, you can't really send someone off for getting headbutted.
Did he go back in the second half? To go back out there? Jake Caprice,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. He was fine. Yeah, actually, he was crap. Bless him.
Do you like him, John?
He's a great servant for us. He's part of the promotion winning squad, but he was crap yesterday. He was getting beaten by Jan. He got booked in the first like 5 minutes.
Well, he had a terrible first 10 minutes. He was fine for the rest of the time.
And then he sort of dealt with it. They tried to keep the ball away from him as much as possible. To be fair,
ooh, you're a little bit bitey.
Me?
Hmm.
No, I just didn't think he was great. Hmm? I mean, Burton looked like a side that had, even with 10 men, we looked so comfortable.
The yellow team.
Yeah, they are just the yellow team. And I think they will be one of the teams that are going to really struggle. Well, so they are really struggling.
Didn't you say three points from safety last pod?
No, I think I said six. I think 2 wins.
So one more win in the whole rest of the season.
I mean, what are we on? I think we're on 46, 47.
I tell you what I missed, John, is apparently the atmosphere in the stadium was amazing, and it didn't come over on iFollow, obviously.
No, I didn't feel it on iFollow either, but it apparently, my dad said, like, it's some of the best he's ever heard. Oh. And he's been there. Like, it was just like relentless support for like, the whole 45 minutes, because we knew we were going to have like a hill to climb. And that is a massive 3 points, because that takes us to 47, and the projected relegation right now from the supercomputer is 47. So essentially, with a point, you'd be safe at the moment based on what everybody else is picking up.
And that's but I think goes against you and you lose and that.
No. That's no? That is what is predicted to happen. So like that is if Cheltenham pick up X amount of points, they're what they predicted, like 9 more points from 8. I don't know. That kind of thing. It's basically the minimum you need at the moment to stay in the division is 48, I guess, one more than relegation zone. The last team in the relegation zone is expected to get 47, and we're on 47 now.
You're relaxed, aren't you?
Yeah, this guy's lost interest.
No, I think it's so important to not be like I'm happy than I have been, but it's important to just get that next win, and then you can sort of. I think if he gets another win, he'll start playing loads of youngsters and experiment and try people out for the.
Is there any
the
point going? Season. Any point turning up after that?
Yeah, you could. I think the best thing about going to watch youngsters is that you might go and watch the next Ollie Watkins, and you can say, "Yeah, I was there when he played in his first game." That doesn't bother you too, though, because you're boring. But that would be exciting for a
football
fan.
Yeah, boring. Yeah.
Fuck. You've just whacked me around the face.
You want a relegation scrap or a promotion push, don't you?
Yeah. Because that's 6 games of. I'm happy for Gary and the boys and the club.
Mm. But not happy enough.
But I'm not happy for my own entertainment. No.
Yeah, I think. Maybe, yeah, I get it. I get it from an entertainment point of view, but I couldn't give a shit.
I used to love it when last day of the season, if I knew Ipswich were safe, it was just like a lovely day. No
what
stress.
About the last 7 games of the season?
But that just because that's what's predicted to happen. Like we might lose the next 6 and go down to the last day.
We won't though. We won't. We're a
but
great
you just
team.
Don't know. You can't. How can you say that with certainty that we won't?
We're having this argument again, are we?
What?
We won't. We won't lose the next 6.
Okay, but we could.
Oh, God, that's so negative. Okay, let me tell you this, John. If you win every game for the remainder of the season, where do you finish up?
Like 10th, maybe 9th. The gap between those teams in the playoffs is too much now. I'm pretty sure it's like 12 or 13 points between us and the playoffs or something, or it might even be more. I don't know, I'll pull it up. So we're on 47 and the last team in the playoffs is on 63.
But you could so could you have your record championship season points?
We could finish on more points than we did at the end of last season.
Oh yeah, there's a little incentive to keep going.
Do you remember the dark winter days on this pod with people bringing up? Where are they now?
We did say from the very beginning, even in all the horridness of what was going on, we all said we'll be fine. People didn't believe us. People said he couldn't get us out of this mess or the mess that we were in.
Do you know where they are now? They're bloody gutted that Exeter aren't in the relegation zone.
Do you think they are gutted?
I think I believe part of these sorts of people are like, I was proved wrong. There must be.
They'd rather see their team relegated to prove their point than be. They'll be one or two.
Not relegated, really. Then, but yeah, Mark Goldbridge says this, doesn't he? What? He says there's like United fans that are against the manager, who actively almost want the team to lose to fit their agenda, which is so weird.
Yeah, you know, even people on Twitter were. Tweeting certain individual fans when we were winning, saying, "Oh, this person will be gutted because Gary Cordo isn't getting sacked tomorrow," sort of thing. Like that, I saw that on Twitter a lot. So there is definitely people that have that belief that you know people want us to be not successful so that they can oust a manager that is clearly more than good enough to keep a team in its division.
What about the chants? Have they stopped? Like Gary, your tactics are shit. All of this
at Shrewsbury. They were chanting very pro Gary Cordo chants.
And were those the same individuals I saw at Cambridge doing the opposite?
Yeah, a large group of them will be, because there wasn't very many at Shrewsbury, so it would have been that sort of core group of fans that go everywhere.
And they're very passionate about the club, so why can't they just...
Their support,
yeah,
most of the time is brilliant, yeah. But when, as soon as one thing goes wrong, it's just like, it feels like to them the world is crumbling apart. And it feels like that to me sometimes as well, but I think I'm better at, not great, but I am better at rationalising.
No, you're shit.
John, yeah. You were as dark as a human has ever gone.
Listen, we've got an episode that's yet to go out.
Yeah.
Which is just the pits.
We were checking in on you.
We were checking in on you.
We were checking in on you because you were 16th.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. Learn and grow.
Learn and grow.
Yeah, I'm still.
That's a new
young song.
Learn and grow. You were down when, yeah.
I think it's easy for people. I'm an adult, 100%. Obviously, I'm not shying away from responsibility. Sure. But I think people.
Of course, you are bonbons.
I think people forget.
Vimto bonbons. Of course, you are. Vimto bonbons. Oh, I've got something to say.
Yeah. There they are.
Oh, they do look. I don't. I'm not
they do actually look really nice. They actually do look really nice.
Cool. Look at that.
This isn't the 4 a.m. packet. This is another packet.
Oh.
How many grams of sugar are there?
I'm going to say something. Mm. See if any of you twig what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
Two boys on a bed.
You're a naughty man. You're a very naughty man.
What?
I can't say.
What? Oh, so is this the inside joke? Why? Just cut it.
No, I actually can't say. Alright, I'll say this. I'm gathering info from a... I've got a mole gathering info on you.
If it's... I swear to you...
I'm not saying who.
That's weird. That's weird.
And it's got to the point where we're messaging on WhatsApp every day with new stuff.
That's actually a criminal offence.
Hmm?
You can't just have me followed.
Hmm?
That's a criminal
offence. I'm not hiring a bloody stranger.
Well, that's exactly what you're doing.
They're in your family.
Two boys on a bed.
What's the two boys on a bed thing got to do with anything?
Joking and talking. Two boys on a bed.
Hang on.
What is this? What is this bitch from me? This is bullshit, man.
Hang on. Two boys
on a bed.
Yeah. I'm actually really weirded out.
Talking and joking.
John, does this ring any bells, this audio, to you, if you can hear this?
Hello,
guys. I was back
to the football talk with...
I'm not playing.
Two boys on a bed. Talking and joking. Joking and talking.
Hello everyone and welcome back to the football talk.
So professional.
This is a word of warning. My surname has officially changed from Beer to something else. Oh, that's ridiculous. Who in my family is ousting me like that?
What else did I get?
Let's have another little listen.
Who the hell sent you that? It's not my granny. My granny wouldn't do that.
Oh, I've got a picture of your granny.
We got a picture of your granny.
Who are you messaging from my fam?
This is actually
weird.
She, by the way, is adorable.
Yeah. Shout out to Nanny Beer.
No, not Nanny. Granny Beer.
Granny She's Beer.
How's it going at me for calling her Nanny?
Shout out to Granny Beer.
I wasn't sure on this pink number.
I know who it is. I know who's messaging you. The cheeky. I know who it is. Yes, I do. Yes, I 1,000%
You think you do.
Do?
It's someone else.
But I know the only person who has access to that photo. No, that takes a piss.
That one's so good, isn't it? That one. Anyway, should we listen
That's actually bang out of order, that. I don't go around to your families and start getting pictures of you.
Should we listen to the football talk?
Yeah. No.
This is football talk. 2016.
Alfie, seriously, I'll leave. I'm not doing this.
Well, you're hit. Let's have
okay,
a look.
Well, okay, play it, but I'm not putting my headphones on.
Okay.
Hello, guys, and welcome back to the...
Why do you still hear it? How loud is that?
John, don't interrupt yourself, please.
I can't hear you. I'm not doing this.
Also, you're really England top.
John, do you know what I thought as soon as I saw it? Oh, is that, can you hear?
John, we're stuck.
Oh, do I need to put my headphones back in?
Yeah.
Do you know what I thought when I saw it, John?
No, it's not fun. No, I'm honestly, this is a massive betrayal of trust. Who in my family is leaking my information?
Honestly.
That, I get.
It's like when you see Messi playing as a young kid, that kid is destined to be.
Shit. What you're listening to now is crap.
No, it's good for your age.
Oh, it's incredible. Incredible stuff.
You're taking the piss. I actually know who that is as well. I'm messaging him right now. I actually know
who do you think it is? Just before, because I don't want to get anyone in trouble. It's not them. Do you know what I mean?
It's my Auntie Nicola. It's 1,000% my Auntie Nicola.
No.
It has to be.
It's not your Auntie Nicola.
No one else is.
It's a man. Yeah.
It's not my brother.
Right. That's all I'm going to say. I can't say anymore because they've asked me not to.
Yes, you can. It's my family.
Hey.
I'm putting it in the big group chat. I'm putting it in the family group chat.
Don't make whoever it is feel shit about themselves, John.
I will.
We were being really nice about you in the in our correspondence.
Is David in correspondence with them as well?
Yeah, I've got one of you in a paddling pool.
I can't believe this. This is actually ridiculous.
No, it's cute. It's cute.
It's not cute. It's not cute. This is not funny.
Right.
You all just have loads of really sensitive information on me.
Oh, it's not sensitive. It's the football talk show, for God's sake. Speaking of.
Hello, guys. Welcome back to the football talk with John. So, today, we're just going to be having a talk about old football news because there isn't much to talk about at the moment. Well, there is no football season, so, you know.
Starting a talk show in the off-season, Sprite.
I mean, talk about Luis Suarez fighting Ivanovic, was it? Yeah, Ivanovic.
Why are you speaking like that? You don't speak like... Your little accent is so cute.
It's really cute, John. Yeah. I showed Naomi.
You just took the piss out of it.
No, I showed Naomi and she sent it to her mum and her mum sent it around the village.
That's fine.
All my mates loved it.
Huh?
My mates just thought it was so cute.
Don't you... Oh!
So did your mates.
No. If my mates had it, I'd be finished. If my mates had it, I'd move out.
Honestly, what is that?
If my mates had that clip, I wouldn't hear the end of it. It'd be playing through underneath my door for the rest of eternity.
Why?
And now they have it because you just played it to the world.
Well, we'll probably have to put the visuals out on.
Do you dare put...
The listeners need context.
John, Naomi's made the video. She spent a couple of hours making the video for his Instagram.
Oh,
so.
Oh God. Yeah, because... there's a lot.
Scrap it. I don't care. You're not making me feel bad. Scrap that shit video. I'm finding out... Oh, that's actually... That's quite... Oh, who's... Yeah, who's leaking my stuff? My own family. We're meant to be family, and I'm getting stiffed by my family.
Who's the guy that does it for in Exeter Football? Is it Duke Rolls? Do you reckon it's him?
Duke Rolls is not leaking my family's information on me.
Well, I've got to know your family really well the last few days.
That's weird, though. Do you not see how that's weird?
No.
You have, without asking me, gone and asked my family.
I didn't ask. He sent it to me.
Yeah, well, so it's obviously my brother then. Who else would send you that?
Also, I'd love to do the pod around your family's dinner table.
Yeah.
The way TalkSport go to Cheltenham or whatever.
Mm. This person said to me as well that the whole family loves the pod. So this whole thing about them not coming on is rubbish.
They love it. Oh, I love
everyone loves it. Everyone loves it and listens to it. And
I love space films. Don't mean I'd go anywhere near space. It's terrifying.
Fair point, actually.
It is terrifying.
Fucking endless.
Yeah.
So let's not. Nah, this is actually weird. That's actually quite weird.
I don't think it's weird. I think
I'm finding everything. I'm stop it! Hey, what are you?
My thumb keeps.
Hello, everybody.
What if we do a song and use that as a sample?
You're both dicks. Do you know? It's so funny that was suggested. Sample it.
Sample it like Moby.
Yeah.
I resign. I can't. This is mental. This is ridiculous. My own family. I can't trust anybody. My own family.
What have they really done though? It's not pictures of your bits and bobs. It's just you on the bed, doing a talk show.
Why would my family have pictures of my bits and bobs?
I don't know. That's yeah.
I'm ever so handsome and all my friends are here with me. Yeah, I know all of their willies. Yeah, I know Steve's, I know Billy's. And I know Ben's, I know Timmy's. And now I'm seeing the ladies and that I'm driving them crazy. Yeah, they just want me to love them. But Exeter is my baby. And here's a valuable lesson for all the females I'm kissing. Yeah, I'ma tell you I love you, but not as much as the Grecians. Cause I miss the birth of my child to see us play at Palau. I wouldn't go to my wedding if we were at home to Reading. Yeah, I do not need to find the one when we're mid-tabling the one. Yeah, I can have you whenever, but Exeter is forever.
Staying out till 5 a.m. and wake up, do it all again. I just don't want this night to end. I know the willies of my friends. Some are big and some are small and some are hairy, some are bald. But do I care? No, not at all. Cause we're all going on the boat.
Imagine your family sending videos of John's bits.
Sample it.
God, dear.
It's not a man. There's no way it's a man.
How would you feel if a member of John's family just sent you a video of John's bits and bobs when he was younger? How would you deal with that, Alfie?
Well, I just got the image through.
Yeah, no message. No message. Maybe the messages thought it'd be fun for the pod.
I'd probably go.
Send it to me.
Yeah. What I'd do is, to keep the peace with John's family, I'd go, ha ha ha, so good. Like, we'll see if we can get it in the pod.
That's the thing, you're and then using I'd forward my family. You don't care about my family.
I do. No, I do. That's where you're wrong. But I don't, that's where you're wrong. That's where you're wrong. And I actually, I really resent, I really bloody resent that accusation.
That's actually, that's...
Oh! I would send it to David and I'd go, oh my god, it's John's knob.
No, it's not. I've literally got all my family up on the wall here.
Look at John's knob.
It's actually kind of like a crime scene thing, look. I could pin them all together, like with the pins, and I could start working out who's leaking my information. That's... Right, it's not my mum. My mum wouldn't do that to me. It's not my dad.
Spoke to your mum as well on Twitter. Did you see that?
Yeah, yeah.
She said she loves me and David.
Yep. Someone's got it. Right, let's...
Well, the whole family do, apparently.
No. I want to get your mum doing the backward rabbit dance.
Right, oh, that's not possible. Why? Okay, so let's go...
It wouldn't be her, it would be her alter ego.
Males, you're probably saying male to throw me off. I'm a better judge of character than that, but it's not going to be.
All right, Sherlock.
It's not going to be. It's not going to be Mike. It'd never be Mike. It could be Simon Locke.
It'd never be Mike.
I love these names. Not Mike. Could be Simon Locke.
Go through who it might be.
It could be Lockers. It's not going to be my brother.
It's got Lockers written all over it.
Yeah. It does actually have Lockers written all over it. He's a cheeky chappy, I'll tell you that for free.
Is he key?
It's not my brother. That's a really crap photo. There's only about five of them there. Who else could it be? It's my dad. It's not Simon Bear. It's not Simon Bear. No way.
I've met
Simon
him. Bear. Have I met
you
him?
Haven't. Oh. No, you met Stuart Bear. And Neil. I think you might have met Neil Bear as well, actually.
You don't get too experimental with the names in your family, do you? That's not a criticism.
Because Alfie's a bloody exotic.
No, we don't name, either, but I'm saying it's all like...
Now, I'll read out all the uncles and aunties. It goes, Andy, my dad. Then Simon Bear. This isn't in chronological order because I get confused. Ian, Michael, Neil.
Good, strong names.
Nicola.
Good, strong British names.
Nicola and Stuart.
They don't make them like this anymore.
I've definitely forgotten someone there.
Oh! Fucking hell!
Oh! I'm actually low-key fuming. Who's leaking my information?
You've got a picture of Ellis on your wall.
Yeah, I sent that to Ellis as well. A screenshot.
Ellis brought the photo.
Why are you so defensive? Chill out.
Because everything's
a little bit in your room, rooting through your drawers.
Like, kind of is like that. It's the digital version of that. It's a digital version of filing.
I don't know what the big deal is.
Locker's got in touch with us. Nothing to do with us.
You see, now you're trying to pin it on him.
Honestly, someone got in touch and was literally like, do you want this gold? I said, obviously.
And at that point, you go, hold on, this is my mate. Now, just leave it.
No.
So if you're someone from your family reached out and went, I've got videos of Alfie, buddy.
They didn't say that.
Bloody what?
I don't know, knocking the footy around. I'd be like, I don't give a shit. I don't care.
What? He's got a picture. If someone said, I've got a video of Alfie on his bed doing a sports show.
Yeah.
Do you care? Why does that, like, I would not care.
I said,
I'm on the way to the shops. I've actually got actual adult. Are you like, are we not adults here? Like, do you not do anything else? Like, are you in a position to receive these messages and go, yeah, I'm going to go and delve into this and do
yeah.
It's all in my day except for just watch clips and photos of John at school.
Correct.
It's just odd. We'll just go and do something. Go outside.
I don't want it. It's my life. It's my life, mate. I do what I want with it. If I want to spend all day looking at pictures and videos of you as a child, I bloody will.
Like your MI5, grow up. Trying to gather intel on me.
It's my bloody life.
This is a warning to the Beer family and Locke family.
Who are the Locks? Who are the Locks?
So, my nan had 7 children. Only one of them was a female. That was quite common back in the day, though. Like, everyone had 5 or 6.
Oh. Well, your nan had 7.
Yeah. Yeah, I went for one more. Why not? Shout
out. In for a penny.
And only one of them is a female. So she married a man and took his name. So there's Beers and Locks.
I love
this. Thickens.
Yeah.
It literally doesn't. It whatever the opposite of thickens is, loosens.
Thins, probably.
Thins, yeah, that's the one.
The plot thins.
I don't get it. I like my own family are turning against me. I've got
the most dramatic guy. They've sent a few pickies and a vid.
There's nothing. There's no one left to turn to. It's done.
You're so dramatic.
You interrogating me about me and my boy with our asses out.
Yeah.
You brought it up. You brought up on the pod and then I interrogated you. This is being forced on me.
Did I?
You went, oh, by the way, when Rashford scored his first one, I de-kegged myself and started jumping around like a bunny rabbit.
Oh, happy days.
Yeah, so David didn't mind, did he?
There's no way. If I was gathering MI5 style info on Alfie, there's no way we'd be calm about it. Everyone would be like, you're a weirdo.
No, promise you. Promise you. Have what you want. Nothing to hide.
I've got nothing to hide. It's just weird. I'd like things being private. Those are family moments, you know, that should be shared for the family, not for bloody Alfonso Indra.
In a way, this pod is, and the listeners are, our family.
Mm.
No.
Have you ever thought about that?
No.
No, not once.
I appreciate everybody who listens. I don't understand why, but I really do appreciate that you listen, but you are not my family.
Tune in next week. Well, I'm not going to stop.
No, I'm putting out an actual official notice here. Whoever in the family is leaking information on me, I am going to find out who.
You won't.
I will take you out.
What does that mean?
He'll take you out?
Yeah.
What?
Taken style. You know, when like Liam...
You're going to kill them? For sending a little video?
Now who's being exaggerate, you doble?
You just said I'm going to take them out, Liam Neeson style.
Yeah, like it's a joke, innit?
So what are you going to do? Shout at them?
Yeah, if I find out who it is, I'm going to get angry, yeah.
You won't.
Yes, I will.
Everyone's going to be taking the other side. Because that's ridiculous.
I'll be the villain of the family. Perfect. It's like a panto. No, I actually don't. I don't know who to trust.
A lone wolf.
You know what? I'm ringing Auntie Nicola after this because I bet it's her.
Ring her now.
It's not. Please don't start ringing random relatives and shouting at them.
It just screams of a... No, I'm not going to ring on the pod. That'll get leaked as well. No, this is a real big betrayal.
I'm going to message them now.
Do you know who the biggest betrayal of the trust is? From Alfie. Not even the family.
Why? Because we receive them from the family.
Yeah.
So basically, look, it's a bit of fun for the pod.
Yeah, so Alfie should care. Yeah. Care.
I honestly thought you'd be like this, John. Oh, for God's... All right, go on then, let's listen.
No, that video is horrible. I hate that video. I hate listening to myself now, let alone when I was eight years old or whatever.
I've just messaged them. So I'm really worried now.
How long has this been going on for?
January.
January? No. Don't you dare, January.
It's been going on since Saturday.
Hello, guys. Welcome back to...
It's just not funny, though, is it? It's just not like you're finding this so funny.
I think it's quite good.
I'm going to lose my head at football now. That's the only problem.
Oh, don't. Don't get sent off.
I actually was quite interested in how you wrapped it up, the show, because that's your speciality on this pod.
No, it's not.
Let's have a listen.
Oh,
We're just going to leave the show there now. Yeah, that was amazing. Absolutely amazing. Anyway, thanks for watching, guys, and see you next time.
Bye. David, watch the...
leave the show there
now. Yeah, that was amazing. Absolutely
amazing. Anyway, thanks for watching, guys, and see you next time. Bye.
It's cute.
It's so cute. And you know what? When you're presenting Match of the Day, they'll play this. And you're not going to go, who in my family sent that? live on the BBC.
Yeah, because that will be an actual career milestone. I will have actually achieved something in my life. Okay, it's currently being broadcasted to, like, it's just it's pointless. I've not done anything. Yeah, it would be cool if it was played when I actually achieved something. No, I haven't. I've achieved bugger all. Really,
this, yeah, we're not getting into a bloody, yeah, this is just stinking.
No, but it's not a stinking attitude, it's just, I'm a bag of emotions right now.
What girl are you worried is hearing this?
Yeah,
I could not give a shit what girls are listening. If I really doubt anybody who knows me, girl wise is listening
because
to this
I think they'll fall for you.
He is human.
Okay, shall I end the pod how I ended that segment?
He's back.
I can't remember how I ended
it. You go like this. Bye.
No, I can't do that. And there's 1,000 shivers to go through my spine. Cheers.
That piss you're drinking.
He's lost it.
I can't. I'm so embarrassed at myself. I'm embarrassed at my family. I'm embarrassed to be part of that family.
No, it's lovely.
Hell, mate. It's a lovely family.
No, it is lovely, but whoever's leaking shit, please stop. Cheers. Yeah, go on. You sign us out how I did. I think I said something on the lines of, "Oh, we'll leave the show there then," and then you go,
"No, you do it. Roll back the years."
You want me to put on the voice? Or...
Yeah, get, sit on your bed, cross-legged, leaning against the back.
I actually could do that. Should we put it down over?
This
here?
Is such a lovely moment.
I don't know if you're going to hear me.
I'll get Nomi to splice them together.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah. Lovely.
I can't hear you, so give me a thumbs up if you can hear me.
Get your flatmate in to sit next to you.
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah.
I'll point the mic over this way a little bit more. There we go. How did I end it? I think I ended it with, we'll leave the show there, guys. I can't do this. Right. We'll leave the show there, guys. Thanks for listening.
Fantastic.